jingle bells, Robin laid an egg. Oh, what fun the Joker had when he had an egg in his house.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Welcome to episode 37 of Bite Size Lemons. Happy December.
happy month that it gets cold everywhere else but here.
It's like 50 degrees outside. Yeah, it's cold.
It's pretty cold.
Well, happy summer to all of our thousands of Australian listeners.
Yep.
None of them.
What about that one guy from that one podcast you listen to?
Nope. He doesn't listen to us.
Why not?
I don't know. Ask him.
All right.
John, what did you think of the new theme?
I loved it because I love Christmas.
You do love Christmas. You're wearing your Christmas Snoopy sweater t-shirt.
I literally look like Santa Claus.
You are Santa Claus.
I am Santa Claus.
So I've got a bit of a cough.
Yeah, I also have a bit of a... Nope, I just lied to all of our Australian listeners. I don't have a cough.
Well, I do have a cough, so I will occasionally be wheezing, which makes for excellent podcasting, if I'm not mistaken.
Indeed. Much like the Pokemon.
You're wearing headphones, John.
But ironically, so are you.
Not ironically, just amazingly.
Somebody gave us a lot of dollars, and by somebody, I mean like the entirety of employment of Crema.
I just went and bought headphones.
Yeah, because you get paid dollar bills. And that's pretty cool.
It's not bad, I gotta say. So, we're experiencing some... This is such good podcasting. We're experiencing some crazy sounds.
Yeah, I think it's because there's like...
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas here, actually.
It actually is. I'm all about it because Christmas lights are coming up and you can like, I don't know, hang out with the Christmas lights, just like drive around the neighborhood. I think that's super cute.
Not bad.
I'm just a sucker for that kind of stuff.
Adorable.
I just got the freaking... God, I love Christmas.
Let me just take a little drink. What are we drinking today, John?
we're drinking crap on crap. That's what we're drinking.
We really are.
Homeboy Alistair was like, hey, pick up some sodas. And I was like, aight. I drove to the corner store and found the two worst sodas that I could think of. One of them is an original cola, and one of them is artificially flavored blue cream soda.
It looks sketch.
It actually looks like...
It looks like Nuka soda.
Yeah, it looks like Quantum. Like, no joke. And it tastes pretty good, but I bet my mouth is blue.
It's a little blue.
And, yeah, that's not...
You feeling okay? You look a little blue. John, what is your favorite Christmas song?
I just died because of the blue.
Oh, I'll never know.
Oh, well, guess so.
Sort of wanna buy the...
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Is it actually?
No.
Good.
It's
one of my least favorite songs of all time. It's my least favorite song of all time.
That is one of my upper songs, but not my favorite song.
I'm going to tell you, during our break, that is going to be our break music.
Please.
Either that or Same Old Lang Syne.
Gosh, Same Old Lang Syne is a great song.
It's a killer tune.
And Alistair and I cover it pretty well.
That's not untrue.
We've done it a couple times.
We've been known to rock some people's socks off with that tune.
Yeah, we've been known to rock some socks. Like, socks came up to us and were like, play us a song or we'll eat your family.
And we rocked them.
And we rocked them. We threw stones at them with this song.
It's true. So I've been wicked sick.
Rip.
As you can maybe tell in my voice. Anyway.
I have not. I'm quite healthy.
Yep.
Currently.
I always tell people I never get sick, and then you know what I do?
You get sick.
I get sick.
I think the polarity of our lives is very apparent in our sickness waves. Because when you're sick, I'm not sick. And when I'm sick, you are sick. We've never been sick at the same time. It's much...
That's so weird.
I think you and I are actually like...
We're just passing back illnesses.
Yeah. Or we're like the yin-yang, like, I'm the black dragon and you're the white dragon because you're white and I'm brown, which is closer to black.
That's true.
And...
Anyway.
Oh, no!
We gotta roast them, toast them to do, John.
Oh, yeah, we do. Hold on, read your happy book.
No, that goes second.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Well, now you know.
All right.
It's
Who
also,
we toasting?
It's also wicked late, so...
It's fine.
We're low. I'm dying.
Rip.
We're low energy.
I'm
low energy.
I am high energy. You know why?
Why?
Because yin yang. You are the white dragon.
Synergy.
Synergy.
Vulpix.
Vulpix?
So...
Dang.
Was it you who tried very hard to toast Clefable? And you're like, you're fat and you're pointy.
That's cool.
And I was like, all right. The same thing. You've been roasted and toasted. Anyway, so that means I'm toasting Vulpix.
What? No, that means I am toasting Vulpix.
That's right. It means you are toasting Vulpix. Like I said, go for it, John.
Okay.
Wait, do we roast then toast? Roast.
You roast.
All right. Vulpix, you're exclusive to Silver. Which is pretty cool because that's one of the best games ever. However, it sucks for Silver because you suck.
Oh.
Let me just tell you, your move pool is relatively shallow.
Yeah.
And your stats do not stand up against Growlithe, who evolves into Arcanine, the legendary Pokemon. So you can get wrecked.
Word.
Hex is all right.
You've been... Or are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, you've been roasted. Okay.
Let it rip.
Look here, Vulpix.
Look
you
here.
Cute little foxy lady.
Ooh, nope. Don't like that. Jimi Hendrix,
no,
foxy
get it?
Lady.
Because it's a fox, and most of them are girls. Because
are they?
Yeah. Yeah, look it up.
I'm gonna look that up.
Do it.
Okay.
Side note. I just made that up, but he's looking it up anyway. Oh, wait. We're both wearing headphones. He can totally hear
Wait,
everything.
What are you, John, what are you saying? You said
no,
something?
No. Okay. Anyway, Vulpix, you got a cool Alolan form, and I love it. It's
75%
like,
female,
bam.
25% male.
Oh, man.
Good for you.
Yeah. See? I'm just like a Pokemaniac over here. Like, on the streets, they call me Bill. Like, straight up.
Wow.
So, Vulpix got a really cool Alolan form. I like it a lot. It's white and it's creamy. And it's just, I like it. And it's ice type, which is pretty cool. Ice is like my favorite type. Though you are somewhat weaker than your predecessors of Pokemon that are fire type that are also good, you are also good.
I think this is the first non-starter fire type, actually, on the Pokedex.
Oh, yeah, so you got that going for you.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and also you're adorable, much like...
Super cute.
Superman.
Much like... Wait, that's a 20th Century Fox theme. There you go. Are you ready for...
Happy quiz.
I'm like coughing
here,
up a storm.
Hold on. Let's take a break. You go gargle some water and I'll just cry.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'll handle this. The Essential Pokemon Book of Joy, WWPD.
What would Pikmin do?
What would Pikmin do? However, this book is What Would Pikachu Do?
Nice.
Last week I told you that this reading would very strongly...
highlight our friendship.
Yeah. See if you can fill in the blanks. When you got lemons...
get it? Because lemons are a thing.
This is so gross. I'm sorry for all our listeners. When you got lemons, you make lemonade.
Yeah.
When you got rice...
You make lemonade.
You make rice balls.
Oh. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
By Brock.
Yeah.
So good for you.
When you got lemons, you make lemonade. When you got rice, you make donuts.
You make rice balls. Oh, yeah.
Because they call them donuts for some reason.
Yeah, it's totally bizarre.
Also, rice balls are delicious. I love rice balls. they're steamed rice compacted into a ball. And I love steamed rice.
Me too, man.
I wish I was a rice ball.
Okay, here's the deal.
What?
With three easy payments of $12.99, you can be.
Nice.
Not what I was going to say. However, you ever been to Freebirds?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like Freebirds. It scares me.
Have you ever been to Freebirds?
Mm-mm.
You don't like Freebirds?
Nope.
Why?
It scares me.
I don't understand what you mean.
I don't
know.
Every time I've thought about Freebirds, I think of like crazy like punk artists and like just really angry music. Not really my thing. I don't really know. I really like the song Freebird.
Do you like Chipotle?
I don't really care for Chipotle. I love Cabo Bob's though.
Listen here. Go to Freebirds with me.
Okay.
It's good.
But the thing is, like, I don't like burritos.
Really?
Yeah, when I go to Cabo Bob's, I get tacos.
That's true. Well.
I mean, I'm not... The thing is, it's like... Okay, I love bread. Bread is, like, my jam.
Bread is
like,
life.
Literally, the reason why I'm fat is because of bread. Like, if bread and soda didn't exist, I'm pretty sure I would be anorexic.
Wow.
Like, just straight up. That's my life.
That's pretty good.
And I'm proud to own that. I like bread.
Proud to be an American.
And I'm proud to love bread like an American.
Good for you, man.
No, like, bread is good. I like what goes in bread.
Bread is honestly fantastic. Buttered bread is the essentials of life.
Exactly.
What would Pikachu do?
What would Pikachu do?
Here's the deal. Why did I bring this up,
well,
John?
Hold on. Bread is like tortillas, and there's just not enough tortilla in a burrito. There's not. It's just like an outside casing. I don't know. If you bought like a really cool Coke bottle, and that doesn't work. If you bought like,
listen,
what?
The reason I have a burrito is not for the bread.
The reason I have a burrito is for the bread.
It's for the cheesy, ricey meat.
Nah, for me, it's for the bread.
You need to just make a dang sandwich.
I mean, I would if...
That's all I'm saying. Just get a tasty grilled sandwich.
Don't get me wrong. I love sandwiches. And I love, like... grilled sandwiches.
How long have we been talking about this? Probably too long. Oh my gosh.
That's fine.
Here's the reason I say that.
I love sandwiches.
All right. And like bread. 12 steps back, you love steamed rice.
I do.
I went into Freebirds with Brandon Chastain and Tim. And then Brandon Pogue showed up.
Nice.
So we had twice as many Brandons as any other person.
Except for the Brandon table that... The meeting of Brandons that was happening down
the
street.
There's like 50 Brandons over there.
They're just hanging out, like summoning demons.
Brandon A, present. Brandon B, present. Brandon B2. And then a demon was summoned. Before roll call was finished.
That was their chant. They weren't actually calling out each other's names. They're
anyway, so summoning. Rice.
Right.
When I go into Freebirds, the lady always says to me, "Would you like cilantro, lime, or Spanish rice?" And I say, "Oh, cilantro, lime is the orange rice." So yeah. I say, "I'd like cilantro, lime." And then she picks up the green rice and puts it in my burrito.
And you're like, "Look here, princess. I cannot deal with your lack of understanding."
Because anytime I say orange rice, they look at me like I'm a monster. Anyway, so I make a mental note. And I'm like, cilantro lime is not the rice that I get. Whatever the other option is, get that one. So then we went in yesterday, Brandon, me, and Tim. And she was like, "Would you like cilantro lime or Spanish?" And I'm like, "Ah, there it is. It's Spanish rice." And out of my mouth, I say, "Cilantro lime." And within a second, she puts it on. I'm like,
Pure disappointment.
Wasn't that a great story? Speaking of absolute pure disappointment, do you know who Amy Schumer is?
No.
I might offend people when I say this, but she would be the woman to play the live-action Miss Piggy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Well, she has been cast in the Barbie movie as a live-action Barbie, not the voice actress, a live-action Barbie.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
She's playing Miss Piggy, though.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense.
So apparently it's going to be some kind of...
Wait, is she actually playing Miss Piggy?
No.
Oh.
She is playing some sort of misfit where she's not perfect in this Barbie world where life is plastic and it's fantastic.
That's pretty great.
Did you know that you can comb her hair?
Whose hair?
Barbie? Amy's? Amy Schumer.
I don't want to do that. The thing is, okay.
Probably smells like bacon grease.
Here's the thing. I say negative things about this woman because she is not a person that I would associate with.
I don't think she's funny, and I think she's annoying.
Yeah. I think that her comedy is really
great. I don't get it.
It's just not my thing.
Anyway. Like,
you can be as unattractive as, you know, till the cows get home, but if you're a jerk person, then I'm not going to like you anyway, so...
I'm not trying to be mean, but she literally looks like Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
She's got the hair, she's got the nose.
Yeah.
It's all there. She's got the eyelashes.
Look, Amy, if you're listening, just do a better thing at your job.
Just don't talk to us.
Or just don't...
Like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's playing some kind of misfit in this Barbie world, which I guess works. However... Who would you cast as Ken?
Kenneth Weiss.
Kenneth Weiss. Done.
I mean, am I wrong?
I'm the casting agent, so that's why I brought this up.
Well, good.
That's what this entire podcast has been about to this very moment.
Call Nutmeg Weiss.
Nope. Gotcha.
Womp womp.
I would probably cast Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
What? Why?
Or Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is, because the thing is, like, Ken is stereotypical, like, white bread McGee.
I thought Dwayne The Rock was our casting choice for everything.
Oh, yeah!
His Knuckles and Sonic
Tails. Dwayne The Rock would be wonderful.
Ewan McGregor is who I would actually cast.
I wouldn't cast Ewan McGregor.
See Ewan McGregor in things. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Who is that guy who played Corny Collins in Harrison?
Wow. I don't know his name, but Cyclops?
Yeah. He would be wonderful.
His name's probably Brendan.
Probably Ken. He is actually Ken.
You know what? I want to actually look up what that guy's
name
is. And
I think... what's her name?
James Marsden.
James Marsden is Corny Collins?
Yeah. Well, nice. I just beat the phone.
How did you know that?
I just remembered. Because he was Cyclops. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh. Well, anyway. That's weird.
You want to know something kind of weird? Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is...
Check that segue.
Yeah.
The Mummy trailer.
Just cruising around.
Did you see it?
At the speed of sound.
He's got places to go. He's got to follow his rainbow.
He's got to follow his Scientology rainbow.
That's true.
Yeah.
That man has a tooth in the middle of his face.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
As opposed to the rest of us that also have that.
No.
What?
Hold on.
Okay.
Anyway, so Tom Cruise...
In The Mummy.
Tom Cruise is in the remake of The Mummy.
Right. Instead of that one really annoying guy that came out in, like, Third Harbor.
Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's... All right, just flip through a couple of these pics.
Okay.
Tom Cruise has a tooth that lines up with the perfect middle of his face.
That is... What? What is that even...
Isn't that amazing?
I don't understand.
You'll never be able to unsee it now.
I don't think that's as... What the heck?
It's true.
This is so weird. Oh my god.
If you guys haven't seen that, you need to look up
I'm so Tom Cruise's
teeth.
This is so weird. They're like lines in his face.
Yeah, so you see it though, right?
Yeah, I mean, now I do, but it's not really that offsetting.
No, it's not offsetting. I just think it's hilarious.
I wish that I had teeth.
Yeah, that's really sad that you don't have any teeth. We're just going to town on people's appearances in this episode for some reason.
All right, here's the thing.
And by we, I mean just me. I'm like, Tom Cruise has a weird smile. Amy Schumer is literally Miss Piggy. Dwayne's pretty good. Dwayne
The Rock Johnson is actually
He's the sexiest
awesome.
Man alive right now.
Is he really?
According to People Magazine, so good for him.
What?
Yeah.
What about Josh Groban?
What about Josh Groban? You know I hate Josh Groban. Oh, John, I'm going to have to deal with a month of Josh Groban.
I love...
Okay?
Yeah,
Michael Bublé and Josh Groban.
I get to deal with a month of Josh Groban and Michael Bublé. I'm
you like
so
both
happy.
Of them. That's not dealing with. You get to enjoy. I hate both of those guys.
I am so happy.
Michael Bublé is one of my least faves.
This morning, I heard one of his songs on the radio and I took a Snapchat of me just like, he was like, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And like outside it was like 80 degrees. And I was like, why are you lying to me, Mr. Booby? I do not know why.
Mr. Booby?
Yeah.
Dr. Bublé.
Dr. Bublé.
Well, that's pretty good. By the way, these are all news wedges, in case you forgot.
Wedging of the news.
Yeah. So, The Mummy, it's happening.
Yeah. So, I don't really feel good about that. I've never liked the Mummy series.
This one looks insanely creepy.
I don't like creepy things. Have we ever stated that on this podcast?
We've talked a little bit about it.
I do not like horror films. I think they are stupid. And when I'm watching them, and I'm like, hey, this is really dumb. And I'm you know... My body reacts to, like, the jump scares and
my
stuff.
My mind is telling me no.
But then, like...
But your body...
There,
your body is telling you
is
yes.
Is telling me stop jumping. Anyway, I'm sitting there in, like, the middle of the night. I'm like, oh, God. I am actually terrified
of everything. I'm thinking of the giant crocodile from Lake Placid 3.
Yeah. Or what is it? That one dude from, when he eats his eyeball during the Minority Report.
It's not a horror movie.
Yeah, I know.
It is
I just
Tom
wanted
Cruise,
to
though.
Put that in your brain again because I know you hate it.
Yep, I do not like this conversation. I hate eyeball things. Guardians of the Galaxy
2.
Have you seen the trailer?
I have.
Isn't it great?
It's so good.
Isn't it Groot?
Yeah, little baby Groot is the best.
I'm really glad that they're having an entire movie where Vin Diesel is motion capturing. For a small baby plant.
Yep. The most Vin Diesel thing in the world.
It's the cutest thing ever.
You're not wrong.
However, people have been debating.
Huh?
They're saying, which is cuter? When Puss in Boots does the eye thing or Baby Groot?
Definitely Baby Groot.
Really?
Hands down.
Hands down?
Yeah, absolutely.
Easy choice.
Just throw down... You literally meet me on Weehawken at dawn. Like, this
what,
is the kind of
what
thing.
What is cuter than Baby Groot? Is there anything?
I mean, I don't know if this is a trick question. Are you spying on me?
No.
Oh.
Not even a little bit.
Okay.
Would you say that... I can think of a couple Pokemon that I think are cuter.
I think that...
like Garbodor?
What about Jesus?
Jesus was a handsome man.
I wouldn't consider him cute.
Not cute.
Not a cute man.
Uh-uh.
Mm-mm.
Maybe when he was a baby.
Maybe. Yeah, baby Jesus.
Maybe baby.
Baby Jesus is cuter than Groot. We wouldn't know.
I don't think so, because I'm pretty sure he looked like, you know, a normal human baby, which, granted, can be cute. However... I would say that Baby Groot is far superior in the cuteness factor than any human child.
Also, he wasn't born in hay. Also, are we talking like newborn? Like,
no, no one wants to see gooey newborn Jesus baby. Surrounded by smiling donkeys and chickens. historically inaccurate. Have you seen the wise man that looks like Will Smith? Like in the nativity scene? Oh my gosh, I should have prepared all these pictures. We're all just coughing.
Oh god. Okay. So, this is the first time that B...
Oh. Doesn't it look just like him?
Yeah, it does.
Alright, guys, I'm going to go ahead and post that on our Facebook page right now so you know what we're talking about.
Oh, God.
Other than that...
Oh, my God, I'm actually dead. Oh, no.
Fresh Prince. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep all these images. I'm going to put the Tom Cruise tooth. I'm going to put the Will Smith nativity. I'm going to upload them all at the same time.
Can we just talk about the budget nativity for a second?
The budget nativity?
Yeah, it's what, like, does that mean? All of those name Coca-Cola cans. And there's one that says, like, Joseph, Mary, and then there's, like, Jose, because they couldn't find Jesus. And then...
Is that Jesus? They don't have a Jesus?
Oh, they might. I don't know. but then they have... like a pack of Camel cigarettes.
Oh my gosh, that's good.
And it's like in a toothpick barn.
I like it.
It's great.
I love nativity scenes. They're a lot of fun. I like, have you seen the Pokemon one?
Mm-mm.
Where it's,
Arceus?
Yeah, Arceus is above. You've got Dialga and Palkia are the angels.
Good.
I think you've got Alakazam, like the wise men.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got Mew as the baby.
Good.
It's good stuff.
Remember that one time that Pikachu met Jesus and Jesus showed him a yo-yo?
Oh, I was like, what are you saying?
Because Mew is the Jesus Pokemon.
Mew's Jesus. And which then, means Mewtwo is what?
Mewtwo is...
The second coming.
Or the falling from grace.
Which Jesus never did.
Yeah. But like Mewtwo was like created by God. Or created and then fell from grace and then became El Diablo.
It's kind of funny how for some reason... Pokemon doesn't have a perfect analogy for the birth of Christ.
Yeah, I know. What the heck?
Come on, guys.
What are you doing?
Get it together. You have Satan.
Yeah, you have Satan and you have God.
And the archangels.
Speaking of
Satan.
Speaking of Satan and God and that generation of Pokemon, the next generation of Pokemon was what our freaking episode of...
What?
Anyway, I completely biffed that.
Try again.
I thought Giratina and Arceus came out in 5th gen with black and white.
Nope.
But I was wrong. Completely biffed it. Anyway. Yep. We are jumping onto this segue, falling off a cliff, and falling into our next conversation, which happens to be about Pokemon Generations.
Does it?
Have you seen the new Pokemon Generations?
Yes.
It's bad.
That's relatively uneventful. I think
the only good thing about it is when Zekrom comes in with the main character. That is the only good part about
False. I like the transformation of Kyurem into White Kyurem.
Yeah, but that's like focusing on the Pokemon. Like,
so what?
Yeah, it's not called Pokemon. Oh, wait. Huh. It is.
Not okay. A single generation is mentioned. Wait a minute. Father?
Father?
Father!
And that's
you know what, John? You've just been lawyered, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I really liked N's voice actor, actually.
I actually like their voices.
Oh, seems like you're turning it around on this opinion.
This generation's episode. I think it's great. It's beautiful.
Well, you know what, John?
Masterpiece.
John?
It is the best thing that has ever happened to this planet.
Why don't you marry it?
I will. Say I won't.
You will not.
I will.
New Year's resolution.
Boom. Married to a Pokemon episode.
Pokemon Generations episode.
Goodbye, friends. I will be in my
house. Bahamas.
Bahamas. in my house in the Bahamas on my honeymoon. With
you have a house in the Bahamas. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
There's so many things I don't know about you. Like, you spent 13 years with Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
I'm keeping track of your lies better than you are. I thought it was fun. The problem is with these games, the characters are so fleshed out already that little scene is basically insignificant to us.
Yeah.
As the player, because then the player shows up and it's like, I mean, I knew all this because Fifth Gen is incredibly thorough with its, you know,
with its story.
Yeah.
I love like N's little music.
Oh yeah.
That for some reason has always been like a heart puller for me.
N's theme.
But the reason why I just do not like this episode, which I'm taking a firm stance of, he was like,
I'll convince you otherwise.
I dare call you father. And it was like so weird and like the weird like melodrama, and he was like, no, you're not my son.
You know what though?
I was not about that.
You didn't buy into, you weren't thinking probably that N was a Zoroark that whole time.
What?
N's a Zoroark. Have you never heard that conspiracy theory?
No.
He was raised by Pokemon and has assumed the appearance of a human being to work with Getsis to get Pokemon to trust Getsis, and then is betrayed by Getsis, and that's why it's kind of like, you're not my father, and he's like, you're my father, and he's like, I'm not your son.
He's like, you're a freak.
Also, when the Zoroark like leads you into N's castle or whatever, then it disappears and N is standing there.
I thought it was just because it was N's Zoroark.
Well, it could be. It could also be that N is a Zoroark. Wouldn't that be wild? Why can he talk to Pokemon? It's totally bizarre.
Because he's... Ash can talk to Pokemon.
That is not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that hot piece of garbage, which is the consistency of the Pokemon anime. I enjoy the anime, but there is no consistency.
But
it's like, hey, Pikachu, what's your favorite ice cream flavor? And he's like, Pikachu. And he's like, strawberry.
I love it.
Meanwhile, Empoleon's like,
Mwah.
And it's like, I don't speak giant metal bird. Speaking of which, Empoleon is going to be in Pokken tournament.
It is. God rest my Wii U.
I know.
I sold it.
Just straight up sold it. And all the
needed dollars.
It's true. And now all the games that I've bought for the Wii U have been rendered useless.
God rest the Wii U.
Oh, speaking of Guardians of the Galaxy, they're getting a Telltale game.
Oh, I thought we were still talking about Empoleon. Empoleon going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy?
No.
Well,
Empoleon's going to be in Pokken, period. You don't have a Wii U anymore. You sold it. Full stop.
Period. Guardians of the Galaxy has Empoleon in it. Period. Telltale games are
excellent.
I have played through Wolf Among Us,
mm-hmm.
and that was one of my favorite games, as well as one of your favorite games.
It's a fantastic game.
It is. And I've seen some of the others played.
The Walking Dead one is good. I've played a couple episodes of that.
I feel like
a natural woman.
It's weird because I think it kind of sold out, actually.
Why?
Because, like, have you seen... Okay, so earlier today I had the chance to see a little bit of gameplay from the Minecraft Telltale game.
Oh my gosh.
That was absolute garbage.
That's for babies.
Even for babies, it was... Well, no, it's actually not for babies. Because it cusses in it, too.
They say butt.
No, they say, like, damn and hell and like, censor fairy words.
I'm going to have to censor fairy both of those
words.
All right.
Please do.
So much editing this week. Oh, it's going to be good.
In other news, yeah, I thought the Minecraft story mode was terrible.
That's your other news?
Yeah.
Well, fair enough.
It was trash garbage.
Guess what is good news?
What?
Oh, wait. It's also terrible news. Sonic the Hedgehog is getting a Build-A-Bear.
Why? Just, what? What are you doing?
Oh my gosh.
Sega, are you actually dead? Like, are you as just a spirit following us around?
You know who I bet is thrilled?
Who?
The director, the ex-director of Deadpool 2, Tim Miller, who was signed on to Sonic the Hedgehog, part live-action, part CGI film, to direct.
Mm-mm.
No, he's probably like, oh god.
He's like, why?
What have I done?
What is the true cost of money?
In other news, we're going to start blazing through these so we can get to...
Empoleon.
Parappa the Rapper.
Oh my god.
Is re-released on PS4.
I'm so excited. Nico loves that game.
I know he does.
We're going to play it all the time. Except we're not, because it's going to be trash garbage.
Apparently it looks a
chop,
lot better.
Chop. Onion chop. Onion chop.
I will let you and Nico handle that one.
Yep.
You and I are probably going to play Final Fantasy over the break.
That is true. I bought it, and apparently... well, I traded in a bunch of stuff.
I just traded it in.
Yeah. No, I have heard...
Hey, you still got Legend of Zelda sources. Twilight Princess, my guy?
I think so.
You traded in?
Probably.
Oh, no. I'm so sad.
What was I saying?
You're saying that you traded in some of my property.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I totally did.
I know you did.
Yeah, I did.
Well, I don't know. I'll need to go and check.
Yeah,
I got like $20 for it.
Yeah, it's great.
You still have the amiibo?
Yeah.
I would like it.
Okay.
Okay.
Continue. I just completely lost my train
of thought. Final Fantasy. You traded in some stuff.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been cast as Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, yeah, okay. Final Fantasy is the best game that's ever existed.
Wow.
Apparently, according to my sources.
Really?
Yep.
I heard Cohen, you know Cohen? Conan? Conan. Conan.
Conan?
Conan, the Pompadour Ginger Man. Gingerbread Man?
What the heck is that?
He's a comedian. He's a late night show.
Oh.
Conan? Yeah.
Conan is not that.
Not what?
Not a pompadour ginger man.
I need you to Google that man and be sorely mistaken.
All right.
The man has an enormous pompadour and he is a ginger.
Conan. He is a ginger and he looks like a little elf.
He's a pompadour, does he
but
not?
He is not a large man.
I didn't say he was a large man. I said he was a ginger pompadour. You know what a pompadour is?
What?
A pompadour.
What is a pompadour?
It's that puff of hair that's on top of his head.
Hey, I have one of those. Sometimes.
Mm, not really. It all stands up equally. Like, let me see. Show me him. Show me his...
It just looks very sad.
It's a little puff. He has one puff.
One single
puff. That's a pompadour.
Puff. Isn't that what everybody made fun of Groose for? Groose's pompadour?
Groose is a different story.
Skyward Sword was such a good game.
It really was.
What about
Speaking Conan? Of good games, what about Conan? Oh, yeah. He said... That Final Fantasy 15 is unplayable and that it is one of the worst things that humanity has ever created.
Really?
Really.
I have heard nothing of the sort. Everybody that I have talked to has said it is amazing.
He was playing it and he's like, people are buying this. Like people are actually buying this.
Idiot. I don't think he was serious.
Oh, he was dead serious.
Oh,
there's a thing where it's like, because he can't actually play video games. Like, he's garbage at it. And he's like, this is real. Like, this game is what people want to play.
Yeah.
This is trash.
Yeah. I mean, also, the thing is, Final Fantasy and Square Enix also has, like, a really big thing about not really making it about... It's more like a Telltale game than it is like an action game, because most of what you're doing is not extremely coherent to like the actions and stuff that you take, though it is more telegraphed than a Telltale game.
Uh-huh.
It's more than just choosing options. It does have a lot of things that go into cinematic cuts and stuff like that, and it came with a movie.
Oh my gosh, so, that's wild.
I mean, I'm down to watch it. Like, I haven't actually played a Final Fantasy game, but I'm willing to give this a try.
That just sounds exhausting.
Yeah.
That sounds exhausting for me, and I don't know if I can handle that.
All right, then I'll just play it alone.
Aw.
Bye.
All right. How much did you get for Twilight Princess?
Like, $20.
Yeah, I own $20 of that game, John.
Fair.
Just kidding. But I really do. But I'm not angry. Speaking of great games, Overwatch won Game of the Year.
Good.
How do you feel about that? Being a pretty big Overwatch fan.
Yes. Columbo has taken over that game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I love Overwatch. I think it's a really good game. I think the multiplayer for it is really great.
Well, isn't that it?
Yeah. That's what I mean. But, like, yeah. I think that the game itself is great.
More cinematics. I want
more cinematics, first of all. but also... What am I trying to say here?
I have no clue. Columbo's taking over that game.
The meta for that game is what I'm trying to say. The meta for that game has become so stale because everybody only plays competitive now, and everything else in the game is gone.
Like what?
Quick play doesn't really exist. All of the arcade stuff that they put a lot of time and effort into...
That's all gone because...
It's pretty much all gone because nobody's playing it anymore.
Hmm.
Season 3 came out for competitive play, and... Nobody's playing the actual other parts of the game. And so that's kind of frustrating for me because Columbo is currently using my profile, and because it's the only one that we have pro on, and he started using my profile for competitive play. We're at somewhere around like level 300 or something.
What?
Crazy like that.
And so anytime you log on, you can't do quick play because no one's doing it. And you're stacked up against people who are level 300.
Yeah. Well, no, we are, level 300, but our competitive points, I think Columbo is like the 25th D.Va player on PS4.
Really?
Yeah.
Columbo, my man. Yeah. He should be streaming.
He should be, honestly. But he's not.
Wait, who's D.Va? Is that D.Va the big mech?
The mech. The
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know her.
Hawaii girl inside.
Yep.
yeah, so he's gotten like stupid good at the game. And he's playing with a group that he found in one of his upper level games. And they are stupid to synergize. Like, they really get down to business and really make it work. And it's super cool to like watch him and do stuff. But like... It's kind of a bummer because, first of all, it's like the only game that we still have for the PS4. And
because you traded everything else in for Final Fantasy?
Well, okay.
Here, scoot a little closer to the mic. Or it closer to you.
Yeah. No, I... Oh. Oh, wow. Hello.
A little bit farther back.
No, it's like the only game that we've had for a while.
Oh, okay.
But...
I guess you haven't bought that many games for the PS4.
And, So I haven't had the time to play a lot, but it's kind of like a bummer because I don't really have a lot to play on it, even when I do get time.
Yeah.
But Pokemon Sun is out, so
Yay!
I'm down for that.
You've been enjoying it?
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me.
So I just made the first Ultra Beast.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh! 1.
Lily?
Yu-Gi-Oh! 1. It's going to be Lily. It's not confirmed yet for us.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, the thing is...
I've stayed away from spoilers after I started the game.
So have I. You want to hear my theory?
Okay.
Okay. I think that all of these Ultra Beasts are characters from the story in an alternate dimension.
Hmm.
And their main thing was trying to traverse dimensions instead of trying to figure out what dimensions are coming to them. And so you have that giant cockroach-looking thing being...
That's Lusamine.
Lusamine. You have Lily being UB01.
Yep.
You have Swole Skeeto being...
Gladion?
Yeah, Gladion. Or...
I think you're going to have... I think Guzzlord is going to be Gladion.
I think Guzzlord is going to be Tyranno from X and Y.
So savage.
I'm not really sure because I haven't looked into it too much.
Yeah.
But UB01 does do a striking resemblance of Lily.
It looks just like her.
Yeah. Because of the little...
The hat, the hair, everything.
Yeah. The hat was
I guess what I got could me. See the alternate reality thing.
Yeah. And so that's my kind of thought, but I don't know if Pokemon would go that deep. Also, it's really upsetting because every time we've run into this new faction, the
Aether?
Yeah, the Aether Foundation, they've all been like super cool. Like, nothing has told me like you're a bad guy.
Faba? Is that the guy
yeah,
with the glasses?
Faba looks
he's gonna be a bad dude.
Looks like
I just
he's a bad
know
guy.
It.
Faba might be Swole Skeeto.
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Because he's got the big glasses like mm-hmm. a mosquito.
Yeah. But I don't think they're going to do... It's well, I mean, with UB01, I don't think it's going to be like they turn into Pokemon. Like, I don't think it's going to
be... Well, they're not Pokemon, John. They're beasts.
Yeah, but still. Like, I don't think that that's going to be Pokemon. The case. Yeah, they're Pokemon.
Yeah, they're in the Pokedex. They're Pokemon.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Are you a little cold?
A little bit.
You know, it's funny because...
Favorite ice types.
Favorite ice
types. Boom.
We'll be right back.
I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says that...
And we're back. No time has passed at all.
No, 0 days.
We haven't taken a full week off.
No.
We're just ready to go back into our favorite ice types.
Oh. Wait, what were we talking about?
Ice types. Like 5 seconds ago, not a week ago. Remember?
Didn't I like... Wow.
Is time travel.
Like, is this some weird like Flashpoint stuff going on here?
Flashpoint paradox.
What is happening?
Basically, so to any new listeners, of which there are billions.
Alistair is now brown and I am now white.
Whoa, that's true.
Flashpoint.
Russian Batman.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
it's like Superman's communist Superman.
Yeah.
And then like everyone else is something else.
Yeah.
Except Batman, who's also Russian Batman. It's like, wait a minute.
For YOLO's sake.
Anyway, so the way we do this favorite typing thing is we take six categories. Way to count me. We've got cute, awesome, competitive, our least favorite Pokemon of the type, a weird shout-out Pokemon, which can be anything from I had the card when I was a kid to... I stared into its back and it stole my soul.
Oh, good.
And then we have overall favorite.
Yep. All right.
Go listen to our ghost type
yeah,
one and you'll understand insane. What that means.
God dang it. Okay.
That honestly traumatized me as a child.
Yeah, well,
all right. Would you like to go first, sir?
I would like to go first. All right.
Fine.
So roast them, toast them.
Wait, what?
Oh, wait, this isn't a new episode.
This is your flawless, flawless entry on this second half of this episode. What is your favorite? What do you think is the most cute ice type Pokemon?
Cutest ice type Pokemon? Definitely, definitely. And actually, it's not a definite.
Crabominable.
Crabominable. So the thing is, I actually kind of really like the. No, that's a weird shout. I can't say that. Okay. All right. Goes to Cubchoo.
Aw, Cubchoo with the big snot coming out his nose.
Pokemon. It's okay, so during The Legend of Zelda Wind Waker, there's this kid who's like less than like 90.
Oh, yeah. He
like runs around with snot coming out of his nose.
He's like, and I was like a 4-year-old child.
Yeah, and I'm like, you're so adorable. This is great. And of course, as a child, I thought it was hilarious. And then Cubchoo came out, and he was basically that kid.
But a bear.
Ice Pokemon.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah!
And this is this list at all tough for you because you love so many ice types?
Yes, actually. This list is very hard. Like I said, I struggled even with that. So we're going to have a good time. But
Cubchoo is adorable.
Cubchoo is adorable.
The big snot coming out of his nose.
Mm-hmm.
And that just shows that you're going to be a good parent.
I mean,
because you see the snot bubble and you're like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, God.
Kill this thing.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I mean, I'll probably be like, hey, I can probably make one bigger than yours. And then my baby's going to be like,
I don't speak English yet.
You need to calm down, sir. And I'm going to be like,
please call me dad.
Please. Sir is my father.
My favorite cute type Pokemon. Favorite what?
Ice cute Pokemon.
Favorite cute ice type Pokemon goes to Sweenub.
Swinub.
The little piggy thing.
Definitely the one that I was going to weird shout out to. So.
It's excellent. So Rachel will be happy with that. That's her favorite Pokemon.
Gosh. This just got Rachel.
That is so Raven.
Oh, I thought you said racial.
Oh.
Like.
This is a racial thing.
Yeah.
No, Sweenub, despite being brown, is happily welcomed on this podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said despite. Like, I was trying like to say
he's me, who is brown and not welcome.
And not welcome on this podcast. There you go. Yeah. All people of all colors and creeds are welcome on this podcast.
Yes, indeed. Especially people who play guitar.
It's true. Look at all the guitars in here. It's wild, honestly.
Beautiful.
It's ridiculous. I need to get rid of some of these.
No.
Sweenub. Super cute. Swinub. Love it.
Yep.
Its eyes are all perpetually closed.
Much like Barack.
Much like Barack Obama.
Much like Barack Obama.
Yep. There you go.
All right. So
what is your awesome...
my awesome Pokemon. I think it's weird because
the Crabominable
form of Cubchoo is my awesome one.
Really?
I think Bear Tick is sick.
I'm sure that helped with that animation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He just like picked up the what's it called? The
Leopard?
No, it was the...
Oh, a trainer.
No, it was the rock-type Pokemon.
Oh, Gigalith.
Gigalith, yeah. He just picked it up and just chucked it. I was like, whoa, this is dumb. And I had a really good... sorry, it was like, time to go to Canada.
John's still learning how to use mics. This is the first episode he's used headphones.
Yeah, it's great.
Good times.
Anyway, so...
Good times.
Nice. What was I saying? I had a Bear Tick on my team in Black and White, and it was a lot of fun. Like, I was like, this thing is a giant bear, and it, like, rains down icicles, and, like, this is awesome.
So you're not against its beard?
No, I think that's awesome.
I think it's clever from the little Cubchoo beard.
Right,
or
yeah.
Snot bubble.
Snot bubble, yeah. It's like he drooled too much, and it accidentally, became a beard. And now he...
That is the story of my life.
And throws them at
still
people.
Still describing me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I snotted too much when I was a kid. Now I have a beard.
Weird.
Unrelated. My awesome Pokemon. My opinion was changed on this by the introduction of it into a Pokken tournament. Yeah. Weavile.
Yeah.
Super awesome Pokemon.
It's so fast.
Super fast. That was pretty close on my competitive list just because of its insane speed.
Yeah.
I really like it in Pokemon Tournament. I really like. I had a Sneasel.
Okay.
For a while. I never actually got a Weavile. So, there you go. Not on my team, at least. Good-looking Pokemon. Cool little sharp claws. Go kick your butt.
He gonna murder your face.
Oh.
He
will kill your family.
He's gonna get all up in there and just go bang, 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 bang. Sorry. I'm just having a good time.
Having a good time. Having a good time. I'm a superstar.
Raging for the sky like a day.
Like a pirate.
Like a pirate. Yarr.
All right, John, so, what is your competitive Pokemon?
My competitive Pokemon?
Tell me.
Goes to Lapras.
Hey!
With good type coverage and being primarily water, so it doesn't get hit by super fire attacks.
Yeah, it didn't get hit too hard.
Also, it just happens to have a lot of HP. Can tank out a lot of
hits.
It is
pretty bulky.
Yeah, it's a very bulky Pokemon. And so you're just sitting there and you're like, cool. Gonna get something that for some reason is immune to water types, which I don't think there is, and just use Surf all the time.
Get it's that stab. Yep. I think it's one of the most bulky first gen, you know, with the exception of like Chansey and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's a good Pokemon.
It is.
I like really think that one should have gotten an Alola form where it's back turned into a volcano, but
or into a coral reef.
Oh, that's right.
Yep, that would have been really cool, too.
That'd have been great.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are with...
Here we are with...
Executor and Dugtrio.
My beautiful Padawans of Executor and Dugtrio.
Disgusting creatures.
All right.
My competitive goes to Mega Abomasnow.
Nice. Yeah.
So, Abomasnow is actually going to be my awesome list.
Yeah?
Because I think it looks so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense why it would go on my awesome list. It just looks like it's got cannons on its back, especially the Mega, and I think it's awesome. I also nearly had Snover in my cute list.
Really?
I love the Abomasnow line. I really do.
Wow.
Too bad it's garbage.
Yeah, too bad it literally, like, if, like...
Well, yeah.
You know.
If it's hit by fire, then yes, it's gone.
If even, like, looks at it, it's just like...
The thing is... Despite its incredible weakness to fire, it's pretty bulky. It's got, what is it, Blizzard? Yeah. Or what's the Snow Body or something like that?
It does something to where it, I think, it increases evasiveness in Blizzard. Does it not?
And I don't know.
You can use Hailstorm.
Well, I think it has automatic hail.
Oh, yeah, it does. I'm sorry.
Which I think that's maybe Ice Body or something like that. It's good. I like the fact that it's a grassy, icy tree. I think that's just super cool.
Yeah.
It's
also a teepee in a baby form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You cute Snover.
You little cute little baby.
Snover.
He's just so cold.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Anyway. What is your least favorite ice type? Which might be tough for you because you like ice.
Yeah, but this one really wasn't that tough for me.
Do you want to say it at the same time?
Yes.
All right. One, two, three, Jinx. Oh, yeah, basically. Yeah.
Because
I think Smoochum has redeeming qualities. That's my argument there.
The thing is, I don't.
Really?
I don't think Smoochum has redeeming qualities.
It's
pink. Yeah, it's disgusting to me.
It has the same redeeming qualities as a Alolan Dugtrio.
Well, no, the thing is, like, it was like, okay, cool. We're going to make baby Pokemon. I was like, word. Sounds good. And they were like, you know what needs a baby Pokemon? Jinx. And I was like, why? Why? Nobody liked Jinx. Jinx was actually terrible.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
You're fighting my battle for me.
Yeah. And so I was like, whatever Alistair is going to say in the next few minutes.
No, I'm saying, please do. Plus, but you're making my point for me.
Plus... Now it's a baby.
But it's kind of cute.
But the design for it looks like Dora the Explorer just like got run through like a tree shredder. Like
it makes me think of the little things, I don't know what they are, Deku somethings.
Yeah, the Deku shrubs.
Deku shrubs. It looks like a Deku shrub
to
me.
It does.
But like
just nasty. And
a little Paris Hilton version of it.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty adorable, actually. I thought about putting in my queue because it's that adorable to me.
Oh, man. I don't like it.
It's like
it.
A little penguin thing.
It's like a weird, it's like a little racially incorrect child.
Here's my argument against Jinx. Blackface, period, full stop, submit essay. You've not reached the minimum word count. Submit essay.
It's just absolutely done with
Jinx
it.
Is blackface. So I think I win that one there.
Yeah. But
so why don't you like Jinx? Blackface. Fair enough.
That's the thing. It's like, why did they think that this Pokemon that was obviously a mistake?
Dude, have you seen Dragon Ball Z?
That's true. That's true.
Oh my gosh.
That is very true.
Well, right. There we go. Oh no. Oh yeah, so we uploaded that video to YouTube in case you want to watch it. The remix of the Oh No guy from the first Pokemon movie. Right. What is your weird shout-out Pokemon, John? Okay.
My weird shout-out Pokemon goes out to the Sandslash.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing. When I found out that that was going to be a thing in Sun and Moon, I was just, like, floored. Like, it was so good. I was all about it.
It's right up your alley.
Looks super cool. And unfortunately, it has some pretty rough stats, but
it's
I'm willing to
give
it a shot.
It's got similar issues to a Bombasnow.
Mm-hmm.
It's still viable if in the right situation.
Right. I'm going to have to breed this one, which is going to be weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to have to get perfect stats for it to even hold a candle. But the thing is...
To my Incineroar.
But the thing is, I'm going to have that. I'm going to have Muk. And I'm going to have just really tanky Pokemon that aren't doing a ton of damage. So that's kind of a problem.
You know what you should do? You should get a...
Oh, Golem as well?
Yeah. Your Muk. Mm-hmm. You should use that minimize strategy. And then have like a target me thing. What is it? Follow me or something like that. And Sandslash can do some damage.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to set up before you bring out Sandslash though, you know?
Right, yeah.
That's interesting. That'd be maybe a good one. I don't know about Golem's... about Golem's stats. If he can take some hits.
He can, and
that might be a good strategy then.
Yeah, it's a very strong typing as well. It's rock with, electric.
So, that is wild. That's the first one, I believe.
I think so, yeah. What about Sandlit?
Sandlit? Salandit?
No, Sandlit.
Sandlit?
Yeah, the electric ground type.
Well, that's ground electric type, but... What even is that?
Oh, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
No, that weird, like...
Stunfisk?
No, the lizard with the... It, like, had the...
Helioptile.
What
that's ground electric.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
But rock electric's interesting.
It is.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Well...
I feel fine, John.
You're going to fight it soon, and you're
that's
not going
to
feel fine.
Oh, boy.
I will fight you.
I will cut you, boy.
Oh,
you know, we don't have any HMs anymore.
Yeah, God rest HMs.
How crazy is that? We'll talk about that in the next episode.
Yep. Get out of here,
which
HMs.
Is going to be in like 6 minutes.
Sweet.
You don't know what my weird shout-out Pokemon is?
Heck yeah.
Ask me what it is, John.
Alex,
it's Vanillish.
What? Hold on. Let me ask you the freaking question.
All right. Okay. Hey, get close to your mic, my guy.
Okay.
All right.
All right. What
it's
is...
Vanillish.
What the heck?
Oh, all right. Sorry. Go for it.
What is your weird shout-out?
Vanillish.
Okay. Why?
Because it's an ice cream
it's
cone.
It's an ice cream cone, boys and girls.
Basically, my thought process... You know who actually shares the same opinion?
Who?
Travis from the Pokemon podcast.
Really?
They had an argument what are the top 10 Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, he put Vanillish in, and everyone's like, all right, maybe he put Vanillux.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh my God.
He's ice cream.
He's
How
ice
do
cream.
You not like ice cream?
His thinking and my thinking are, it's one of the Pokemon that people are like, we've run out of ideas. Or, yep. It's a Garbodor. It's an ice cream cone. I'm like,
That's genius.
I love the ice cream cone.
It's so great.
I think it's phenomenal. I think
it's hilarious.
I think it's hilarious.
It's got icicles, and then it's got a little snow-capped top.
Exactly.
With a face on it.
It actually looks pretty good. It's a well-designed Pokemon, yeah. I think. It's better than, like, Magnemite and Magneton.
Or, what are those two? Gotharitas?
I'm fine with them.
I hate
Gothitelle.
I think those things look so dumb.
Well, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah. Well, sorry. God rest those sorry. Things. Anyway.
I think it's a great Pokemon, as well as, like, the Diglett Dugtrio. I'm not a big fan of those things.
I am.
I'm especially not a fan of Owen Wilson Dugtrio.
I love
that. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
John.
What?
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
What is your favorite overall Pokemon?
My favorite overall ice Pokemon is Glaceon. Oh, crap. You moved too fast for me.
Gotcha.
Oh, dang it. Glaceon.
Yeah.
So, my friend Anthony Spud.
What a guy.
He really likes Glaceon, and I started really liking Glaceon because he really liked it, and I was just able to put one on my team, and I had a good time with it, and it actually turned out to be a really good Pokemon.
It is a great Pokemon.
Yeah, and just Hail Blizzard, Hail Blizzard, Hail Blizzard. You know, just having a good time.
Just get into it, man.
Yeah, just really...
it's good times.
Putting it out there. You know, nice. It's a really good Pokemon.
It is a really good Pokemon. It's also got a cool design.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's light blue. It's an evolution. It's ice type. It's got diamonds all over it.
It's pretty sweet.
Like,
I gotta say, we need to do like a top in order our evolutions at some point.
Okay.
All right, fine.
Say we won't.
Email in. Say we won't.
Yeah, say we won't.
All right, you want to know my overall favorite Pokemon is for ice type?
Uh-huh.
Delibird.
He was almost my worst.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, why? All right, because you tell me worst why, and then I'll tell you why I love him.
I think Delibird is such a silly Pokemon, but then I remember it's Santa Claus, so I'm not mad. I'm like, oh, wait, this is Santa, and this is awesome, and I love it.
You know why I love it?
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because... It's Santa.
It's Santa.
It's a Santa Pokemon. Santa Pokemon. And it's a little penguin, and he's cute. He's so
cute.
He is cute.
I honestly don't know why.
You love him now.
I actually loved him all along.
He knows the move present, and I don't think there's anything else he can learn. The other reason I love him is because I have no reason to hate him, because I know nothing about him. I just know that because he's rare.
Yeah.
I know that he's an adorable little rare orange Pokemon. Jumpsuit penguin Santa, and that's all I need to know.
That's all you need to know.
I don't know if present is beneficial to him, detrimental to the other Pokemon, beneficial to the other Pokemon, detrimental to him. I don't know what it does. I just know that he is an adorable penguin.
And that's all you need
That's all
to
I
know.
Need. All I
that's,
need.
That's literally it.
It's like he's in the Christmas spirit.
That's true.
So we're coming right, up on guys. Christmas.
Well, in about 6 minutes, we're gonna do some Christmas.
Yeah, we're just finishing up this episode, and we're gonna actually record another one because this week for me is finals week.
It's finals for me too, but luckily I was able to get most of them out of the way.
So it's not really finals week.
I mean, I have a final.
It's half final. Oh my gosh!
I have a. Final.
You're dead to me.
And yeah, I have a final.
Hashtag Delibird Santa.
Hashtag Delibird for President 2013.
Swamwolo.
Swamwolo.
Well, you know who you are. Sweet.
All right, guys, you know where to find us.
They can find us. I'll tell you where they can find us.
I'll tell you where my shoe fits.
What? People can find us at. Bite Size Lemons on Twitter, Facebook, not Instagram. Don't even try it.
The BSL Podcast.
TheBSLPodcast@gmail.com is how you can reach the show.
And at Instagram.
Yep. If you want to donate to the show, just hand me some money.
Just give the money to Alex.
I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, and they're like, if you want to help the show, you can find our Patreon. I'm like, if you really want to do it, just hand me some money.
Give me cash so that I can buy cream sodas.
One of my friends... older brothers They were like, oh. Hey, so what is your son, because he's got a young son. They were like, what does your son want for Christmas?
The BSL podcast.
He's like, cash.
Wow, this man is an entrepreneur.
Kid's like, one.
Kid's like,
Kid's like, I want a tiger.
Kid's like, here's the thing, buddy. I need you to hop out of the red, jump into the black. We're going to make some of these stock markets work. Can I get an amen?
He said.
And just drops the mic. Drops the milk bottle and walks away.
Just takes a shot of tequila, smashes it on the floor and says, remember my name. I don't know what just happened. I would
just
applaud.
Wait,
everybody starts applauding. Wait. The baby walks out in a tuxedo. Gets in a pram.
I think
what do you call those things?
Limousine?
That's what a pram is. Pram is a limousine. All
what
right.
Is a pram?
Pram is the thing you push with a baby in it.
Oh, a cradle?
Cradle, whatever.
Stroller.
Stroller. There you go. I was like, a cradle stationary.
Yep,
this has been another episode of Bite Size Lemons, whatever number this is. 37.
This is, yeah, the one
high
with
five.
The name tails. Okay.
We
did it. Okay.
Bye, John.
All right, bye. I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Sir, I want to.